producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey and I right now are chatting with a good friend, Chris Martinson. Chris just published a new book. Chris, your book is called Prosper. I got a lot of time for what you have to say. Tell us about the book.
Well, this is a collection of, about 10 years of gathering stories and data from people and running seminars and finding out how people are preparing themselves for a very uncertain future in the world we live in. And Prosper is all about how you can very optimistically, very proactively begin to make yourself more resilient and really take charge of preparing for yourself for a future that we think could be potentially disruptive economically, environmentally, a variety of ways. So the book is organized around different forms of capital. This isn't just how do you take care of your money, but that's a big chapter. But it's really about the other forms of capital you can have in your life, including living capital, which is your body. It might be your garden that you grow. It includes your material capital, which could be the solar system on your house or the things you own. It could be your knowledge capital. What do you know and what do you know how to do? Things like that, and we go into emotional capital. Probably one of the most important forms of capital is for people to have the ability to not only weather whatever's coming without folding up like a cheap suit, but also being able to see the opportunities that are coming, because this world is changing really, really rapidly. And this is just a continuation of our thesis that people need to be aware of those trends and they need to begin preparing for them.
Now, Chris, can you take us through how your book addresses people of different age ranges? Because obviously these type of people do need to come at things a little bit different as to whether you're in your 20s or in your 80s.
And of course, and whether you're rich or poor or rural or urban, there's a lot in this book that's for people of any age, any means, and any region of the country, because a lot of what we're talking about doesn't require anything more than the desire and setting aside some time to get these things done. We get asked this question a lot. Chris, I don't have a lot of money. It sounds like preparing costs a lot of money. They might have just read an article about a billionaire buying a missile silo and tricking it out or something. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about one form of capital that I didn't mention is social capital. We know after the collapse of the dollar in Zimbabwe that, some people saw it coming. They put a little extra petrol aside. They put some food aside. It ran out very quickly. That was an 8-year-long period of adjustment and pain for those people. The people who fared best in Zimbabwe, as just one example, were those who had the best social connections. They knew who to trust. They knew where to find things. They could continue to source the things they needed in their lives. They had a better experience about the whole time, whereas people who were more isolated, had thinner social networks, fared much more poorly. What does it cost you to build up your social capital and your social networks? Well, no money. It just takes time.
I got to tell you, one of the reasons that I find this book to be very, very intriguing, and I'm really looking forward to picking it up and reading it, is because when you listen to what I would call, euphemistically, for lack of a better term, self-help gurus, you look at Tony Robbins, you look at a lot of the preachers out there, what they talk about when they talk about capital, they talk about one thing. They talk about the old Napoleon Hill book, Think and Grow Rich. It's not, life is more than just money. And I think in your book, Prosper, you're bringing that out very, very effectively, because anybody who just focuses on capital as monetary capital is really selling themselves very, very short and really becoming very narrow-minded in terms of their outlook on life, and also their, I would have to say, keeping themselves from attaining an awful lot of personal satisfaction and an awful lot of personal happiness. And that's what life is really all about.
Totally agree, Al. And none are so poor is those who only have money.
That's right.
And if you just focus on money, you'll get money. And I know a lot of very unhappy rich people. In fact, I'll go further. I'll say some of the most anxious, unhappy people I know are very rich. And it's because they've wrapped their whole identity around the money. And money is just a concept. And they know on some deep level it could go away. And then what would they be left with? And at the end of it all, you can't take it with you. So, you know, nobody ever laid down on their deathbed and said, geez, I wish I had another billion. You know, they all talk about their family, their relationships, what they've really accomplished. So this book is really about how do we truly find fulfillment. You know, that's one of the opportunities in this larger crisis of our times, is it means we get to wake up, if we choose, come off of autopilot and begin asking ourselves different questions, like who do I want to be? What sorts of skills do I want to develop? You know, time is one of the forms of capital we talk about. Time is the one thing everybody, you know, has in increasingly short supply every day. It's the one thing you can't buy, but it's something you can waste easily enough. And so this book is really a call to action in some ways. Part of the subtitle is Create a World Worth Inheriting. We think that the world needs a lot of help at this point, and it really is going to call out the best in each of us, and we're all going to be asked to contribute in very big ways our best talents. So that's a lot of the framing of this book is like, hey, times are interesting. If you're asleep, you might find this, you know, you might get hurt. You might discover it's not an ideal strategy. But if you join all the people out there who are engaged and really beginning to make a difference, first in their own lives and then in the lives of those around them, that's really what this book is about. It's kind of a how-to manual.
Chris, how much of the book is focused on what is happening globally, as in issues that are happening in Europe, turmoil in the Middle East, what's going on with China, what's happening in the emerging markets? How much of the book does focus on this stuff?
Corey, that would be one chapter. It's about 3,000 words, potentially, and that's it. So we take a quick run through what we call the three E's. We look at the economy, energy, and environment. Nothing too dated. It's really sort of the big sweep of things, so you know it'll still be fresh in a few years. But the rest of the book just focuses on, listen, you see those big trends coming, so what are you going to do? And that's where it really takes off.
It sounds to me like this could very easily evolve into, or maybe, I mean, you've already written it, so to say it's evolved into, but in terms of popularity, it sounds to me like this book being all-encompassing in terms of defining capital among the intellectuals of this country anyway, or among the intellectual readers of the world, this could become, I think, the definitive source of how to help yourself books.
Well, from your lips, you know, to the market's ears, we would love that. Of course, you know, we're always interested in getting our message out and reaching as wide an audience as we can. You know, we're very much non-political. We don't do a lot of belief. No, let me back up. We don't do any belief-oriented material. We, you know, if you read this and can determine which religion we belong to, or you know, which political tribe or which sports teams we like, you're reading into it, because we left all that at the door. That doesn't matter. What we're interested in is having a conversation with everybody, as many people as possible, that says, doesn't matter, you know, which ideology you think you belong to, we're all in this story together, and we're going to have to really pull together. So it is kind of we're fighting against what I think is a highly divisive atmosphere in the United States. We think it's not serving our purposes, we the people, it's serving other purposes, and so we don't engage with that at all.
So, Chris, just 1 minute left here. What's the overall takeaway that you want people to have from the book?
That you are in charge of your life, and that you have opportunities here to really do something with it. And if you follow everything we say in the book, which, by the way, we walk the talk, you will not regret any of it, unless you're going to look back in a few years and regret being prudent with your money. You're going to regret the better relationships you formed with your neighbors. And if you're going to regret being healthier, then you might have some regrets. But otherwise, everything we're saying in this book, we think makes life better today for people and will really serve them if certain futures arrive.
Chris, in conclusion, what I want to say is I think personally that having known you for a number of years now and having gotten a good preview into this book, anybody who doesn't click on the link and go to Amazon, I think is missing something big. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself are bringing on a company for a company update. This company is a sponsor on our website. Go click on their banner ad on the right to visit their website, find out some more information on the company. The company is called Equitas Resources. We have on the line with us President and CEO Kyler Hardy. Kyler, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, guys. A pleasure, as always, to be back on the show.
Now, Kyler, this company has gotten a fair bit of interest on our website, and it's drawn a lot of interest from me for a number of reasons, one of which being, you know what, you guys are out there exploring, actively exploring your property, and that's something that I want to talk about, but also the trading volume for a stock that unfortunately has traded down a little bit recently, quite frankly, is trades on average over 1 million shares a day. That's saying something, Kyler. Can I first get your take or just what you've been up to recently with some of the marketing that you have been doing?
Absolutely, yeah. Thanks very much. So we just spent the last couple of weeks reconnecting with a number of our shareholders through Lugano, Milan, Frankfurt, Munich, Zurich, and Geneva. We first introduced the story almost 12 months ago to the day over there, and there was minimal interest. It was another exploration play. But going back this year, it's really got people cranked up and excited, and seeing that someone's actually doing something and following through on the goals that we laid out a year ago, we've been able to come back and say, hey, we've met all those goals and exceeded a number of them as well to trying to build value for ourselves. So that's part of it. The other part is spending time in multiple Canadian cities, Vancouver, Toronto, Calgary, connecting with our shareholders there and gaining new shareholders at the same time. And it has been a long year on the road, but it's been very rewarding getting praise and even the odd person coming up angry that we are trading down right now. But I think we'll be pleasantly surprised here over the next little bit with what we're working on.
Well, a couple of things that are really important, Kyler, for someone in your position is, number one, shareholder communication, and number two, fiduciary responsibility. And it strikes me that in terms of both of those aspects, shareholder communication and fiduciary responsibility, you guys are right at the top of the list among a whole bunch of companies out there. You guys are definitely going in the right direction, I think, in both areas. How was the response in Europe?
The response in Europe was good, and I really appreciate those comments, Al. That's we've really been working hard towards that, and management is large shareholders of our company, so we believe that we have to do, we're doing well for everyone, but we're also doing well for ourselves, and we're putting our money where our mouth is. But back to the European thing there, simply the fact that we keep coming back year after year within the group that we're working with has been it's met with a lot of respect.
Sure.
We're not there only there when times are good, looking for capital and looking to build a new shareholder base. We continue to come back even when times are bad, and that's what they've noticed about not only Equitas but the overall group that we work with. We've made a commitment to them. I believe 5 years ago is when this trip started, and we're consistently back and consistently growing our base, and we're actually receiving a lot of very, very positive feedback from it and gaining new shareholders and just maintaining a shareholder base that we already had over there, which is pretty, pretty great.
Now, Kyler, chatting with some of these new shareholders, what are their comments on some of the exploration work that the company is doing? Because I understand that there are drills turning currently.
Absolutely. And we'll actually have an update on that here in the next few days. The response that we've got back in the comments is, well, why are you guys out there? And it's a tough market, Shouldn't you be hibernating with everyone else? And our response back to them is, nothing changes the market like a major discovery. And that gets them thinking in a pretty serious way and says, oh, well, that's a very good point. And then the next comment they have is, well, what about dilution? And, my biggest thing is, well, you can't move a company forward unless there's capital available and the will to go out and forge your own path.
So what do you guys have planned for, let's say, the next 6 to 9 months?
Well, we're going to be doing assays coming out of the ground here in the next, 10 days, approximately. I'm hoping it's 10 days anyways. We've been in communication with the lab. Everything's in there right now. But we'll be shutting down here shortly. But starting back up with some ground-based geophysics out in that area to tighten up a few of the targets again during the winter, and the drill in the camp will be remaining on site as well, so we can start up before the snow clears, before a late June startup again. So we'll be in a position, especially now that we have a pretty healthy treasury to execute and to continue executing on our plan.
Kyler, let's talk about that treasury quickly, because over the last, I think it's been maybe about 3 months, Equitas has been raising some money, which is saying something in this market just because capital is tight. What kind of cash do you have in the bank, and how much are you planning on spending for this upcoming season when you can get back on the site?
Cash in the bank, once the drill program and assays and all found once that's all complete and accounted for, we'll have just under 2 million, so 1.8 to 1.9 million in the till, and which we're very, very happy about. We think that insulates us quite nicely. And Corey, really it depends a lot on if a discovery is made. I'd love to theorize that we have something fantastic, but honestly we don't know until the assays come back. If we do have a significant discovery that does come out of this whole opportunity, I would see a very, very large drill program being initiated and run to move towards a resource estimate in the next over the next year to 18 months. If hypothetically, knock on wood, it doesn't happen, but if a discovery doesn't happen, we've got a pretty nice backup plan in our back pocket that will be a low cost exploration opportunity as well.
We've only got about a minute left here, but real quick, in that minute, what if commodity prices stay at the current levels? How's that going to affect your future?
I'm of the view that we won't see a commodity price rebound for probably 18 to 24 months, and by rebound I mean a slow start creeping up in that. I honestly, at this stage of the game, it's not really a major factor for us, as we're not going to be a miner. We'll be a discoverer and then sell to a miner eventually. But I don't see a sale of that if we do have a discovery before that 18 or 24 months, as metal prices start to increase, hopefully. And I think, actually, just specifically focused on nickel. I know we're pressed for time here, but nickel prices and inventories have started to come off in the LME inventories, and the demand and usage outstripped supply by about 1.5% in North America last month. So, we're starting to see some little bit more bullish signs, but it will take a while yet.
Good comments, Kyler. It's nice to hear that not only are you focused on your property, but you are also keeping your ear to the grindstone to figure out just what is going on in that market. It's just good to see you out there exploring. We are going to have you definitely back on the show to keep everybody up to date on what Equitas is doing. Go check out them on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol EQT. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Sig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Sig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at lesig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with the Sig.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We are chatting right now with Craig Hemke, the TF Metals Report. This guy is pretty spot on when it comes to his commentary about the future and the past. Well, the past, hell, everybody knows what the past is, but the future of gold and silver. What we were talking off mic with Craig about is purely and simply the way the gold is priced today. It's priced by the gyrations in the paper market, but Craig feels very strongly that sooner or later the gold is going to be priced based on the generations in the physical market. Explain why, Craig.
Well, that's how it's always been in the past, Al. The paper futures market is a creation that came into being on January 1st, 1975. Not coincidentally, the day before, December 31st, 1974, Americans were finally able to hold gold again. And so the very next day, we get the futures market. And the futures market, mainly a modern form of alchemy, if you will. The peg after Bretton Woods was $35 an ounce, and that was aggressively defended by a group of countries after the U.S. gave up trying to defend it themselves in the 50s. It was defended by a group of companies, countries in London in the 60s called the London Gold Pool. Anybody can Google that and see how that worked. And they defended that price by selling physical metal into the market whenever there was demand all through the 60s. And then once price got kind of capped out and came back down, they'd buy it back. And then they just kept doing this process over and over again for 7 years until finally the physical metal wasn't there anymore. And so that led us to ultimately these banks and the governments figured out, wait, there's got to be a better way. We keep losing all this physical metal. And so that's when they came up with gold futures instead and moved the demand for paper instead of actual physical metal. But there has to be physical metal backing up those paper trades because price has been, let's just call it, managed, suppressed to a large extent for the last, especially the last couple of years. It's now reached kind of uneconomic areas. We just got a report yesterday, or earlier this week, I guess, from Thomson Reuters GFMS, which is kind of a renowned expert in the metals. And they estimate this is going to be the third year in a row that the global silver supply will run at a deficit to demand. And that just tells you right there that we've reached these uneconomic price levels. I'm not sure what the right economic price is, especially for silver, but it's likely not $14. And one of these days that will correct itself. The world will have to figure out how much metal there really is backing all these paper derivative trades, and that's going to reset price. How much higher is up for debate? It depends on how much metal there really is in the West. But I know it's going to be higher than $1,100 for gold or $14 for silver, and that's why I continue to buy it.
Craig, I think a lot of people would agree with you that if or when the metals prices are actually priced in, well, the actual physical form, that prices will be higher. But the fact of the matter is, as you mentioned, it is priced on the paper market right now. And one of the benefits and also one of the weaknesses of the paper market is that it opens up these massive players, such as hedge funds and just other funds and institutions out there that have very, very large books. And I guess my question to you is, clearly these guys are making a lot of money on some of their shorts, especially over the past, let's say, month. But what do you think the potential or opportunity is for these funds to also run the price higher and potentially get long, make some money on their longs?
A lot of folks have hypothesized about that over the years, that when the banks, because the banks are the one, J.P. Morgan or HSBC or Scotiabank out of Canada or Barclays, these banks are the ones with the gold desk. They are the ones that create the paper contracts, just create them from thin air. Again, it's kind of a modern alchemy to meet the demand from these speculators every time they want a gold exposure. These speculating funds and HFT funds and trading funds come into the gold pit thinking they're buying a gold exposure for their funds. They're not buying physical gold. They're buying this paper. And the paper just gets created, again, from thin air by these banks. So these banks sell into all this speculator buying while that's happening. That kind of caps, that kind of contains the momentum to the upside until the momentum finally fades. And you get some bad news to shove price back down, which is this is exactly how it played out in October, as a matter of fact. And price falls. These speculators run back to the sidelines, deciding, you know, that either they're losing money, they get margin calls, or they just decide that they don't want that gold exposure anymore. And these banks buy back the contracts that they had issued, making significant profits along the way. So it's very good business for them. It's good work if you can get it.
Well, I mean, it is good work if you can get it. And that's why I believe when people complain about the manipulation, about the price of gold, for example, it actually is a very sensible transaction on my part. I mean, if entities that have deep enough pockets are able to do this, you know, more power to them. That's what capitalism is all about, in a sense. Is it dishonest? I believe it is. But having said that, now, how do you feel people who are in gold for a shorter term, for example, can rationalize the fact, you know, you're saying, well, eventually this has got to change. What can people look at, in your mind, Craig, on a daily basis so they can kind of get at least a good idea as to what's going to be happening in the next, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 months?
And they make it very difficult for us, Al.
Yeah, they sure do.
Whether it's the LBMA or whether in London or whether it's the CFTC in Washington, they don't give us timely data. They don't give us access to the information that you can actually act on. What you can do, though, is look at things from a historical perspective. And that's where following some of the CFTC data is helpful. I'm not sure the banks are real honest in their reporting. And when you classify, some of the CFTC data classifies banks and trading funds, and you try to tell one from the other. A lot of times you can't, because the banks have offshore trading funds as well, And so you don't really know which is which. But if you look at things from a historical basis, you can begin to make some assumptions as to whether the market is set up to potentially rise or potentially fall. It was that we saw back in October and just knew it was a matter of time until price came cascading down, and it was. But now we're moving into a position where price is getting set up to rally again, or at least has the potential to rally again. I'm not taking any trading positions, and in fact, I'm not even adding any physical, at least until we get through the end of this month. On Friday, the 30th of November, what we call the front month in the futures on the futures board is the December gold and the December silver. Those contracts will, what we call, expire, and they'll all roll into February gold and March silver. As we move toward that expiration, though, there's a lot of volatility. A lot of these speculators that are long sell, and that's a lot of selling pressure. So the next week is still going to be kind of tough. And then as we turn the corner, though, in December, I think the market is fully washed out. All the specs have been chased back to the sidelines. All the banks have covered back up their shorts that they added in October. And we'll be set up for another rally that'll probably be coincident with the FOMC meeting in the middle of December. And then usually that first month of January, the last couple of years, has been pretty good for both paper, gold, and silver. So I think once we get through this next week or 10 days, we'll probably be set up to drift higher and rally again. And then we'll see if that rally is allowed to get any legs in the first quarter.
How crucial is it to pay attention to international demand? What's going on in China? What's going on in India? And where do you find these numbers that you find important?
Well, they're cranked out. There are individual countries have their import-export numbers. A guy by the name of Steve Santangelo does a great job of keeping track of that. A guy by the name of Koos Jansen, another friend of mine that's in the Netherlands, he keeps track of Chinese Shanghai demand, Indian demand. And all of this is important because this physical metal is what underpins these paper markets. The paper markets keep getting stretched thinner and thinner in terms of the physical metal that's backing them. And they're really seeming to exist off of flow rather than stock. And it is when that physical finally gets exhausted that this paper scheme finally begins to unravel. Now, we've been waiting for that. We've been talking about that for 3 or 4 years. It's seeming to move at a snail's pace, but it is an economic reality. And the economic unreality of these paper prices will what eventually gets sorted out when the music does stop. And so you just use this period, just continue to use it as a sale time for the metals and slowly, gradually add to your stack. It's insurance, but it's also a speculation in some regard for some folks, and I think this is a good time to be speculating too.
Greg Hamke, TF Metals Report.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Coilin Economics Report. I am bringing on a new guest to the show, a guest that I find very interesting, somebody that was introduced to me a couple weeks back, and we have been chatting over the last few weeks, talking about his forecasting model and his thoughts kind of on the general markets around the world, but then also economically, where the direction that everything is moving in. This guest's name is Alexander Inaiken. He runs the Inaiken Research and Management Firm. Alex, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Corey. Thanks for being on the show.
So, Alex, your firm focuses on what is called nowcasting. Can you explain to our listeners kind of the general framework of what nowcasting is?
Yes. Well, it starts with the idea that forecasting is very difficult. So, on a most simplistic level, it's a little bit like the opposite of forecasting. Forecasting is sort of like you have an opinion of the future, and with nowcasting, it's pure fact based. So, for example, at the beginning of 2014, there were 72 economists who predicted interest rates to rise, and over the year they fell. So that's like 100% of the economists getting it wrong. And there's more and more evidence that on average, the economists or the people who make these predictions get it wrong. It's a distribution which is skewed to the left. And what this means is that it's not that forecasting is the same as flipping a coin. What it means is that there's now more and more evidence that actually flipping a coin is actually more intelligent than paying attention to forecasts, because on average, the forecasts are not, let's say, 50% right and 50% wrong, which is what you get with flipping a coin. There's more and more evidence that actually more than 50% of the forecasts are actually wrong. And I think more and more investors realize that you need to make the investment management process more robust. And I think one way to do that is by ditching the forecasts. And that, I think, is when nowcasting comes in. So what you do with nowcasting is you do not have an opinion about the future. But what you can do in nowcasting is you can identify a trend. So, for example, in a stock market or in a bond market, there's way to measure. For example, one way is with price momentum, just by looking at a moving average, whether the momentum is sort of like bullish or bearish. And then what you do is, let's say if the momentum is positive, you're long. And if the momentum is, let's say, negative, you're, let's say, if you can go short, you're short, but you're not long. That is sort of like the practical implementation. But what you do not do is try to forecast when the trend is finished. So I think a good example is the asset price inflation in the U.S. stock market, which has been going on since 2009, essentially. So many, let's say, investors like hedge fund managers have been bearish, too bearish all the time, because there are so many structural issues. But that bearishness was misleading. Their forecasts were wrong, whereas the momentum was positive throughout most of that period. And what I claim is that you do not try and predict when it stops. There's always arguments for a trend to stop, and you know, flip a coin, which I obviously do not recommend to do. But just go with the trend. And one, let's say, piece of wisdom or trading rule, which is also consistent with nowcasting, is this idea from Martin Zweig, which is don't fight the Fed. It also obviously means don't fight the ECB, or in Japan, don't find the Bank of Japan in terms of the current currency. So in Japan, it's the central bank wants a weaker currency, and, you know, that will continue. You know, they have deep pockets, obviously. And in Europe, they want lower yields. And Mr. Draghi is having that since actually 2012. And the nowcasting idea is essentially just going with that flow. And at one day, these trends will stop. There will be volatility at the reversion. Mean reversion is a very powerful concept in finance. But do not try and predict that the timing of that mean reversion. You can measure it objectively, and you can measure it in real time, and that's the idea of nowcasting.
I think those are some great comments there, Alex, especially from the aspect of, yes, a lot of people do get it wrong. Even the big banks, even the central banks get their forecasting wrong, and I think for investors too, by nowcasting rather than forecasting, you're taking emotion out of the game, which I think is very important, because people are emotional when they invest. And unfortunately, when you get emotional, it ends up clouding your judgment sometimes. I want to dive a little bit more into some of your economic models that you were talking about off mic to me. You've mentioned that, as you have said, the U.S. market, don't fight the Fed, even the European bond market, don't fight the ECB. But what are some of your economic models telling you now?
I've got three types of momentum, and so I look at the classic way of looking at momentum is just by looking at prices and within prices at the moving averages, for example, whether the 50-day has crossed the 200-day, like the Golden Cross and the Death Cross, that kind of idea. That's one thing I look at, which is technical. And then there are two aspects which are fundamental. I apply this momentum idea to economic models, like top-down models, and in the models are things like hard data, such as, for example, industrial production, which is hard data, or exports. And there's also soft data, as in surveys. So, for example, consumer confidence or these various business confidence indicator. With these, I build a model, and then what I do is calculate a moving average, and that moving average is either going up or down. And so I try to make it very simple. It's either, you know, up or going down. So it's like the traffic light idea. It's, you know, it's either green or red. And the idea, because most of my investors are institutional investors who actually cannot go short, the idea is that if things are declining, are getting worse, then you just need to be a little bit more careful, because I call my research risk management research. So it should be helpful for making these risk management decisions. And to answer your question more specific, what are these models doing now? They have been turning quite recently in most cases. So, for example, in the U.S. is sort of like at an inflection point. I use that sort of like when I chicken out of a concrete answer, it's because it has been going up for so long, and now it's sort of this average seems to be turning. Whereas, for example, my global model, my model for Europe, Germany, Italy, the UK, and also Japan have actually turned quite recently, whereas the model for China, Australia, Canada, and emerging markets has been going down for a long time, because they're sort of like commodity, everything which is sort of like China, commodity, metals, mining, energy related, has been negative for a while. The third type of momentum is earnings momentum. That is the slowest to turn. And that in the US, that has also turned negative, but it's not sort of like these earnings are not sort of like being revised downwards in a big way, but they're not being revised upwards. Then in some countries in Europe, they're positive, and in emerging markets, Australia, China, they're negative. That's earnings momentum, the same idea, looking at the direction of the earnings by sell side analyst, consensus earnings.
Sounds like what you're saying is the emerging markets and some of the commodity-based markets have been negative for a while. I think we all see that. But you're starting to see the trend, at least in some of the bigger markets, being the U.S. and China, starting to top out.
In China, China's been going down economically for ages, my model, but the U.S. has just turned quite recently. So China has been is at a low point, whereas the U.S. is actually at a sort of like a high point. This recovery has been going on for a while and just sort of like is topping out as we speak, you know.
I think we all kind of see that happening with the U.S., and I think that's very astute what your models are showing you. I think that you are looking at the markets and even the global economy in a slightly different way, and as I mentioned at the start, taking emotion out of it, which is very, very important. See what Alex has to offer. As he did mention, he does consult with a lot of major investment firms and hedge funds, and I think that it is always important to hear what some of his models are telling you. Everybody stick around, we're going to be right back with the second hour, kicking off with Valentin Schmidt.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.